Salt Lake County is asking residents of unincorporated areas to decide on election day whether to become a city or a metro township. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The outcome of this election is expected to help relieve years of unrest in communities like Mill Creek, where residents tried in 2012 to become a city. That measure failed. Now, Salt Lake County Township Executive Patrick Leary says a new form of government called a metro township would ensure boundaries are frozen and taxpayers have a say on local decisions, even if they decide not to become a city.
County government, as we know it, actually will be getting out of the business of this, but the service delivery will benefit from that shared services. So that's really the crux of the matter for us.
A metro township allows communities to elect a city council and continue using county municipal services like snow removal, but it can't levy taxes. A city must rely on its own tax base to provide services or contract with the county. Hugh Matheson is with a group that advocates for Mill Creek to become a city. He says either way, it's a great step forward for Mill Creek and the other townships because they'll have more autonomy. But
we prefer city because cities work well and cities give local people local power over local issues.
The message of leave us alone, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it, resonates.
Roger Dudley is with a group that would like Mill Creek to become a metro township. He worries the community doesn't have the tax base to support itself. Residents still have time to cast a vote. Mail-in ballots can be dropped off at polling locations on Election Day. Whitney Evans, KUER News.